back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy. Now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horseman under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, 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 hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. Hey, buddy, I'm Ernie Rodita, my partner.
Ed Adams. How are you, Ernie?
Really good. And here we're here with Better Horses Radio, Casey Style. Always look forward to coming in every week because we always got good horse stories.
You know, and we get 1 hour to talk about horses. You know, I had to get up early this morning because it's going to be a beautiful morning. We got a lot going on, and happy Veterans Day to you.
Happy Veteran. Yeah, that's exactly
And to your
right.
boys, too, I should say.
Appreciate all the veterans out there. We really appreciate all what you've done and do for us.
And there's a lot going on. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of Veterans Day parade going on around the city in Kansas City here today. And there's one in Lee Summit. And just to let you know, Ernie, the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse will also be there. And we're going to be honoring all the veterans today.
Well, good deal. I tell you, your posse is really active. And just looks like a lot of fun to be in.
A lot of good military guys and a lot of commissioned officers on that team.
Hey, well, we're going to get our show kicked off in fine standard. We got Pastor Frank Slaughter from Open Range Fellowship out there by Lone Jack. Are you with us, Frank?
I'm right here, Ernie.
Frank, I tell you what, you've been on my mind a lot, brother. I feel like Kansas City, along with our whole television network, knows Frank Slaughter and just loves you. I mean, for what you do and spreading the word of the Lord. And I tell you time and time again, that's one of the most most important part of our horse program, be it radio, be it TV, Ed, you know, because the bottom line, if you don't have him first, we're all a mess. Am I right?
Oh, you're totally right. And that's one of the reasons that I'm so proud to have been running with you guys all these years, is you put him first.
Well, I want all our listeners to know what, I tell them what a strong man you are, is the fight you're going through. You got a little bit of a setback. I understand you shared it with us on Facebook with your health, but you it hasn't stopped you at all for reaching out to folks and spreading the gospel. And I just want to let you know that we want to get behind. If you can tell us the particulars of the GoFundMe account that's being set up, because you've got to go through a lot of treatments, and we want to be behind. We want to help, Frank, because there's so many people you touch, and we need you there, brother.
Well, you know, I'm a giver, so it's hard for me to ask for anything. But
I'm asking. You're not asking for anything. I'm asking.
So they did set up. There's a GoFundMe page, and I don't know. And
yeah,
but anyway,
how do they get to that page? Is there special directions? Just do you go to open? I bet you go to openrangefellowship.com, and it's probably a link there.
I know that it's on my personal wall because the gal that made it posted it there. But I think there's actually a GoFundMe website, and you just
type in Frank. Frank Slaughter.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we don't want you to give up fighting, Frank. And like I said,
I'm not doing that. The little bit of a setback, just to tell you, is I've been doing so good and been riding all summer, and I started having a place hurting in my back, and it's just the beginning of it. You know, I've had it on my spine before, so we're going to go someplace that knows how to take care of it this time, and. And I'm not giving up any hope, let me tell you. All my hope is in him.
Well, and, he's still got a lot of use for you down here.
Yeah, I'm not giving up in any way, shape, or form. So,
folks, I tell you what, and you can just have my email. I'll find out all the particulars in the link, and we'll get that up on our site, Ed. Just go to me at ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. But I wanted to bring this attention to everybody out there because they all love you. On if they watch Better Horses TV, either through KSN Network in Wichita or through the Better Horses TV on KCWE Channel 29 at 8 o'clock every Sunday, you'll see the messages, which we love. But keep your, you know, what I wanted to do is just kind of position that first. I want to keep all our other folks in the prayer that we have on the prayer list, and then add someone to us. And this lady's a leader in the community, her and her family, and a cutting horse, Hillary Watson. We want to keep her on our prayer list and help her get to what she's going through on the health deal. Jerry Fox, Wyatt Deal, you know, just to mention Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law Pat, Tim Trabon, Peggy Winger, Ali Costello, Steve Miles, both Steve Miles and Baser, and also Steve Miles and Tanya Noxie, and Debbie Brenneman, and all the folks are going through tragedies, and that we've had all kinds, and we can't keep up with them there, Ed.
No, we can't. And let's also a shout out to our Purina dealer and also my sister Christy from Cook Feeds, also just survived a nice operation this morning. Everything went well, and our prayers are with her.
And also your dad. We're so glad to hear your dad's doing better.
Almost a full recovery. How exciting is that?
He's one tough cowboy. So I'm going to turn it back to you, Frank. And like I said, I just want to let you know we're all praying for you and to get well, and we're all going through this fight with you.
Well, I appreciate it so much. And pray for Brenda, too. It was a bit of a flashback to her, but I got things to do. I had to give up the Navajo mission trip that we were getting ready to go on, and I had to give up my Israel trip where I was going to be teaching over there. But God's got, he's got bigger and better things. I'm convinced of that. Right. Let's just lift up everybody else in prayer here too.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and as your followers, we've got faith that you can do anything, but we also know that we live here on planet Earth and this is not heaven. So Lord, everybody on that list and everybody that's listening this morning that's going through things physically, financially, spiritually, mentally, Lord, the curse has affected us in every way. And even as believers, we've got our passport stamped for heaven, but we're still here waiting to go. And Lord, we love you in every way. And we do really want to lift up our country as the dividing lines are getting clearer and clearer, and really the world. And here being Veterans Day, we just want to lift up. We always do anyway, Lord. We lift up all of our men and women in uniform that protect and have protected and continue to protect this great nation, the United States of America. And also our people back here at home that do such a great job, our firefighters, police officers, EMTs, nurses, on, people that give everything, put everything on the line for us. And, Lord, we pray for the persecuted church and really all the church. Because being persecuted in different ways, psychologically, and then there's the physical persecution we see around the world too. Lord, we're gonna hold to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1-4, the scene of the new Jerusalem coming down onto the new earth. That's the end game for us, Lord. And when we get to verse 4, it says, he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and there'll be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. And Lord, we're hanging on to that. We want to have a destination mindset that, and keep our eyes on the things above, not on the things below. But keep us going, Lord. Breathe the wind under our wings so we can share the gospel with every single person. And we ask this in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, Adonai, Lord. We love you and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Frank, you keep your head up. We'll be staying in touch with you, and I always look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Okay. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Bye.
And he's brought to us by our good friends at the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance. Ed, we got to get that going. The Woodlands back open up. Get the tax rate for the slots on the even playing ground with the casinos. And we're going to do that. Get a hold of all your legislators and tell them we got to get this thing passed this time around.
And you know, Ernie, we keep saying that on the radio is get a hold of your legislators. And I got to tell you, their website on Race for Kansas, they have a place right there on the website. If you go over there, they said, see your legislator, put your zip code in, and you know exactly who your governor and who your state and who your representative is going to be.
Hey, it looks like our guest got in. We better take a break, and we'll come right back. You're going to really enjoy this great new facility, revised and everything. It's going to be
That's exciting all the way down there. That's been going on for a while.
We're talking about Lone Wolf Arena.
Here we go.
New owners. And so, Ed, let's take a break. We'll be back with more Better Horses Radio, KC style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Thanks for tuning in.
wait much on crowds, but you're at home in a herd.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina, along with my partner.
I'm Ed Adams.
And we got so excited our guest showed up. You know, I want to tell folks we got a great guest this segment, but also coming up in the next segment, we got Anna Buffini, whose dad is the number one business coach in America. And she's a great dressage rider. So we need to put a plug in that. But we got an unbelievable show lined out today. And this next guest, are brought to us by our friends at Silver Spurs Equine and Extra Quarter Horses.
All about the breeding that's coming out. And you're doing a couple of good plugs for these guys, not only in Arizona, but also in Purcell, Oklahoma. These guys have some great studs for reining and all sorts of horses.
35 champions, not sons of champions, 35 champions they stand out there either in Scottsdale, Arizona, or in Purcell, Oklahoma. They are just a tremendous reining, cutting, cow horse bred, a lot of them, and you name it. But he just got some tremendous, tremendous horses.
And a beautiful facility down there.
Really good there. So we're glad to have them. And if you're looking to breed your horses, now's the time to go to their websites and book them, because they got these early booking fees that you save money. And also the shipping and the service and collecting is just tremendously, really, really competitive. And a great place to breed to.
And that's Silver Spurs and also Extra Quarter Horses located in Purcell, Oklahoma.
Hey, I'm so glad we got some folks. I got some old friends here. I got some friends I just met and everything else. But the bottom line is, we're talking about a major change with Lone Wolf Ranch Training Arena and Training Center. And talked to Gilberto Gutierrez here, a friend, and he's been involved. But we're talking about Armando Romero, the new owner of this. And we got his son, Kevin Romero. Kevin, pretty exciting stuff. Tell us about this big acquisition.
So our new arena is named Emiliano's Ranch.
Emiliano's. That's after your grandfather.
That's correct. We basically have a new arena out, and we're trying to get everybody to come out and see us, man. We're about 180 acres. It's a lot. But the actual place itself is, you know, it's about maybe, 1 acre or so. So just come out and see us. We got horses. We got rodeos coming down. We got a lot of new stuff that we're trying to do. And
rodeo arena you have?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it's really looking good. You guys are really starting to do some good things. You got a guy in there named Gilberto kind of heading that up and keeping that looking good. Kevin, tell me about your background in horses. I take it you have a love for the horse.
Yeah, I have a love for the horses. I mean, it's my father's basically. That's his official, you know, hobby. But I like to help him out. I like to go out there and, you know, see what he has. He's always has new horses. He likes animals. He loves animals. He's always has cows. He has all types of animals at his ranch. So,
and it's not like he's not busy enough with your restaurants.
Exactly.
We're talking about the restaurants, but I think what I wanted to have you in here is that we now have you know what, off the top of your head, how long that arena is? It's big.
80,000 square feet. It's about 80,000 square feet.
Yeah, and really big. It has full rodeos in there. You got some nice Preferred equipment ad in there where they hold rodeos, and they already do a great job. What I like about it, it's cleaning up. It's like you got a great reception area, great restaurant, just a beautiful place to take the families and stuff like
exactly.
that. So, you got anything you could share with us that we got coming on, Kevin, as far as events?
There's an event on the 19th coming up, I believe. And
rodeo?
Yeah, it's going to be a little rodeo, basically. I mean, it's a really good place to bring out the family. You know, we usually have taco stands. We have all types of food, so we're pretty diversified on that.
Well, let's talk about they're not just taco stands. It's unbelievable Mexican food.
Exactly.
They just worth to go out there just to eat.
Exactly.
You know, so really good deer. And so it's a lot of fun. I mean, and I want to urge if folks want to have an event out there. And you can have an event without horses probably out there, have a reception or something like that. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
So we have usually post out flyers at all our locations, and we try to get around the KC area. But we have some business cards we can pass out, and we'll for sure leave with you. But just give us a call. We have tables. We have VIP sections that we offer really, really good prices on bottles and everything. You know, if you got some family and friends coming out, we got all everything you need. Just
so let's make sure we understand. This is your new location, which is still the same location. It's on State Line Road. It's 22801 in Cleveland, Missouri. And you guys have done not only just some rodeos, but you also done lessons. You also do clinics, and you also have concerts. And I know you bring out some pretty big names, not only in the American side, but also on the Mexican side. So talk about your concerts, because that's a big draw.
So we like to have a lot of bandas. The last concert we had about 4 to 5 bandas, which is it's a pretty big festivity going on, and people love it. People like, you know, we have romantic bandas. We have all types of variety. So if you're going out there, you'll for sure like something.
And now, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and you're really attracting not only the Hispanic rodeos, but also the American rodeos coming through.
And I want to urge you guys, you need to use our new site coming up with the calendar to put everything on there that's going on out there, because we're driving folks to that calendar that we'll share with you, either link up to your site or whatever, when you think it.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, and you do lots of lessons too. And Kevin, you're in such a great location. Are you still doing boarding, or is that something that the business model is still going into?
We still have some staff that have their horses there, and some other people that just have their horses there, and we're taking care of everything that they need, you know, their supplies, being fed very well. Just come down and see us and take a look for yourself. We have a very nice facility. Just give us a chance, and we'll be happy to please you.
You know, with that, as far as on your events coming up, as far as you have a website up now?
Right.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, as far as Ed, what a tremendous place to have some events out there. I want to urge folks. I know what I was thinking here is that if someone wants to have a horse show there, you've got like what 80 some stalls that you can you rent out. You rent them to the folks that put a horse show on. That's huge.
Great place
to have
clinic.
A place that you can have 80 some stalls already set up. And you did bring up, I had a meeting with your father and Gilberto, that if you need more stalls and we can plan ahead, we'll bring them in and bring the tent in there. It's so refreshing to hear your father's philosophy and Gilberto's. I mean, they're opening this up to the whole KCMO listening area and then beyond some. So we're really, really excited about that.
You know, we have Gilberto in the studio today, but I'm going to tell you, the hardest working person is his wife. If you've not watched her, she is like on fire on those. So we got to give a shout out to her. So.
Now, I want to introduce, you brought a friend along that's all tied to it. And we're talking about restaurants. If you don't want to go to the horse show, rodeos, or something like that, you need to go in town and eat some of your father's restaurants. Tell us and introduce us to your friend.
So I have a very good friend of mine here with me. His name is Ishmael. He's one of our managers at the OP location. Very, very good guy. He's always up to helping our customers and making sure that they get whatever they need. Customer service is his number one important, you know.
Now, Ishmael, we got to ask you, where's your location at in Overland Park?
Hi there, guys. Good morning. Well, our location is in 119 in Metcalf.
In the name of the restaurant?
K-Majos.
K-Majos.
That's our second location. It's not a chain. It's family-owned and family-run. It's been there for 2 years. This is the 20th of October was our second anniversary there. So I'm happy to introduce you the restaurant that is the best restaurant in town.
Can you guarantee it's authentic Mexican
food? It is one of the best right now, and we have the best margaritas.
Well, that sounds good. You got Martel over there chomping his lips, wanting to eat. Next time you come on here, you can't come in here without bringing some of that food.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, and I want one of those margaritas.
We're going to take, what'd you say, Martel?
I want one of those margaritas.
He wants some margaritas.
Okay.
It's the right time somewhere, so we could always have it here. Hey, but we want you to stick around for just a little bit. We're going to go into the next segment with you guys. And so glad you guys came up there. Give us the name of the new arena now.
It's Emiliano's Ranch.
Beautiful out there.
It's our new arena. And also come see us at K Macho's. We have two locations. One's off of Santa Fe and one's off of Metcalf. Santa Fe and Ridgeview, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. More with Emiliano's. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back.
She looked me in the eye and said, it's over. I can't take this heartache anymore.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm here with my good partner, Ed Adams. Pretty exciting stuff, isn't it, Ed?
Good morning. That was exciting. Lone Wolf going into a new name, which is Armando's Ranch, and they also have a great restaurant on 119 Metcalf called K Macho's Restaurant.
And also, K Macho's is at right there off of Santa Fe next to the Quick Trip. They got one there, which that's the one I'm going to hit right up there. What should I order there, Ishmael?
Well, the other one is in Overland Park. So if it's either way, so if you're in town or on the opposite side, so you can try it. Our fajitas or chimichangas are really good.
I'm going to do
our famous Kansas burritos. So
what if the horse community wants to stop in and eat at your restaurants? What's the best time and which location can we catch your father, Armando?
That's a loaded question. I don't know if
that's a good question for sure. He's a very busy man. He has a very busy schedule, so he's always got us, you know, out there helping him out. But if you would like to see him, you're more than likely to see him at Emiliano's Ranch. That's where he spends most of his time now. So
now, are you riding some out there yourself, Kevin?
Yeah.
What's your favorite discipline?
My favorite. I mean, I like the ride. It's you know, I got a broken elbow at the moment, but whenever I get down there, you know, these guys usually make me ride some horses or whatnot. So it really depends on what they want me to do.
You know, if you want to see the difference between rodeo, Mexican rodeo versus American rodeo, it's a different venue, but it's exciting to watch on both sides. Well, you're offering both.
Will you have some Mexican rodeos out there then? I like the kind where they throw the rope behind and zing! That's what I want to do. So I'm really excited to have you guys. It's really great news for Kansas City to see new owners and what they're going to do with this new facility. And I want to urge folks, horse shows, events, you name it, you get a hold of Armando and his crew out there. It's just a tremendous, tremendous facility. And also your restaurants over there. You want to get there. Thank you guys also much for coming in today, and we hope that you'll use Better Horses to get the word out on all your stuff going on, and what a great team you have here. It's all about synergy.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. A lot of great energy coming to Lone Wolf and the new arena, so we're excited to see that, and congratulations to everyone here.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and look, there she is. Speaking of her, she's in the other room, the hardest working lady at the arena.
Gilberto's second better half.
Is what there talking. It is. Yeah. Okay. So good. I did wave to her, but thank you guys for being here. Don't be a stranger to Better Horses, and we appreciate your time you took out to come down here. And folks, use this place. It's a great, great facility. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
This is Better Horses Radio. KC Style. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. A little R.W. Hampton. They don't get much better than R.W. from Cimarron, New Mexico.
That brings us back a little bit. Hey, good morning to you, Ernie. You ready for another day?
Yeah, I tell you what a great bunch of guests we had with the new facility out by Cleveland, Missouri.
And everybody knows that as Lone Wolf, and as we all know that has changed. Formerly Lone Wolf, and now it's Armando's Ranch. And Armando Romero is now the new owner, and he has his own little restaurant on 119th and Metcalf called Camacho's Restaurant. So that's exciting. We're going to see a lot more events and a lot new refreshing and energy down there.
I got to say, for the last 3-4 weeks, I have been just super excited about this next guest. And if we have anybody out there that's a dressage enthusiast, or horse enthusiasts, great Olympics, you name it. And I should say any realtors out there, this name is no stranger. My son introduced me to our next guest kind of because we were listening to a podcast from her father, Brian Buffini. And this lady was, go ahead.
And not to set this up, but this is also the U.S. Dressage National Championship of 2016.
Yeah, that's it. Unbelievable. So we're sitting here listening to this lady. I said, I've got to get this lady on our horse program. And she's got such a message. Because her dad was bragging on her about what a driven young lady this is. And so I'm just thinking, if I could just take a little bit of that ambition, you know, and install in a lot of people. That's what's really exciting.
And how we can get to the Grand Prix along with you and your horse, this is the girl that's going to let us know. So,
and she, another one is 2014, Dressage's Young Rider. She not only, she was the top of the list.
Have we given her a big enough plug yet?
I think so. We got her here, and she's getting, I hope she's not getting tired of it, but we got Anna Buffini, just a tremendous, tremendous rider, trainer. Anna, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. You guys are way too kind.
Well, we just, like I said, I feel like I know you because I listened to you for about 4 hours with you and your dad on your podcast. And, you know, he's got a tremendous success record behind him. But I wanted to, you know, I was telling Ed, this lady here's got so much to offer, not only in her horsemanship, but what she can instill in young trainers and everything around. Tell us a little bit about the influence that your dad, Brian Buffini, had on your life as a trainer.
Yeah, I think, so he started a real estate coaching company called Buffini & Company. And, you know, all the basics of business or horses are the same. It's all a pursuit of excellence. So whatever you do, whether you are, you know, cleaning bathrooms or you are on stage presenting in front of 100 people, you do it with excellence to the best of your ability. And, you know, both my parents, my mom was in the 1988 Olympics for volleyball. And so, you know, they kind of set a low bar for us, you know.
Wow.
But, yeah. I'd hate to follow that one.
Yeah. Well, and she exactly. did, I think, 3 years, wasn't she in the Olympics?
Pardon?
She was on the Olympic team 3 years. I mean, three times in the Olympics.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. She was from, like, 84 to 88, she was training.
Wow.
So, 3.5, 4 years, yeah.
What type of training does it take? I know not only mentally but physically, and to, the demandings you have on horses. And we're going to touch on the horse that you got. We're going to be talking about him. But I just am so impressed about your drive, as and it's just like you keep raising the bar on yourself. Did we lose her? No. Hey,
hello?
We got you back. We lost you there for a short while.
Oh.
Okay, well, anyway, hey, Anna, as far as the drive that is, you know, your goal, one of your goals is to get to the Olympics. Am I correct?
Yes.
Tell us what you're doing to get that. It takes a great horse. It takes a great mindset. Talk us a little bit about your goals and your path to getting there.
Yeah, my goals, you know, the biggest one is the Olympics, and there's World Cups and World Equestrian Games. And it takes a great horse, it takes a, you know, very driven athlete, and it takes a great trainer. So I'm blessed to have an amazing, very German, strict trainer named Günther Seidel, who has just elevated my game so much. You cannot do it without a coach or mentor, you know, anything, if you're high achieving. And just the drive comes from a passion to win, a passion to compete. You know, every single day, it's the first thing I think about. It's the last thing I think about in the day. I think about it all day long, you know, competing internationally at the highest level possible. And that's just what keeps you going. You have to have a very strict workout regimen, a good diet. You know, I don't party or drink or, you know, nothing's wrong with those things. But if you want to be the best you possibly can at your craft, then that's how much you have to dedicate to it.
So making that jump to the Open Grand Prix competition looks pretty easy when you talk about it. But talk about the horse. What do you have to do to prep the horse? And what type of horse? You had to go through horses that you know cannot make to the Grand Prix. And how do you spot that? And how do you look at those horses?
Yeah, so you'll see a lot of it comes from experience. So I had one horse I bought as a baby with a previous trainer. And we were hoping he would have the talent and the scope for the Grand Prix. But by the time he was about 10 years old, I moved to this new trainer who's been to the Olympics and he's seen Olympic horses and what they need to look like. And he just knew that's not it. It doesn't have enough talent. It doesn't have enough movement. So we ended up selling him. And then we found Sunday Boy. And you can just tell the horse has the brain for it. They have a go button. They want to go. They want to work. You know, the horse really wants it as much as you do in the end. You know, if you have a horse that trusts you and is a good competitor, the horse works for you. And that's what I found in Sunday Boy, who he just goes out there and he gives me his entire heart in the arena. So that's really what you want to look for in a horse.
You know, when you go into the scoring of the competition here, I think five judges must have given you a 69.8, and I think what the total scores are 70. This is kind of like golf to layman's. You know, you got a par 72. Mm-hmm. You're trying to hit that 70 times. 69.8, that's fantastic. That's kind of unheard of, isn't it?
It's a good score. For young riders, it's definitely a good score. You know, now the scores are getting huge with the professional riders, like, you know, the best rider in the world is up to a 90 now. So wow. We have a ways to go. But for a young rider, it's very good. Yeah.
Well, you just retired Sunday Boy, I think, just about a year. This past year, in spring, I think.
Just in April.
And he retired at 18. I think what our listeners got to realize, you don't start these horses when they're three or four. I mean, they're not even in the show ring. It's sometimes the age can be as high as 10, 12 years old before you even start competing.
Yeah, it really depends on the horse. Like, I just got a horse, and he's three, and I am seven rides into him, and he's incredible. And there's other horses that just take time. So it's really, you know, being a horse rider, the number one thing you have to take with you is horsemanship. It's not winning. It's not competing. It's not training even. It's knowing your horse and taking care of it the way it needs to be taken care of. So if it needs to wait to go in the show arena, you wait. If it is ready, then you go. So Sunday Boy has been training for quite a while, and I've had him for about 6 years. And we just have this, I mean, he's my best friend. We have just an unbreakable bond. And 18 is, it's up there for a Grand Prix horse, but he was just doing so incredible. And my coach got us to an amazing place. And we had the best year of our career this year.
Wow.
So what is your favorite? Is it freestyle? What's your favorite part of the competition?
Definitely the freestyles. If I wasn't a horse rider, I'd be a singer or a musician or something. So I love music, and the crowd loves it. It's a favorite for the crowd, too. It gets them engaged. You know, you can use fun songs. Mine was Neil Diamond. My trainer gave it to me. So, you know, Sweet Caroline and Coming to America. And my dad's an immigrant from Ireland, so we got to bring everything in a little bit. So it's my favorite, easily.
Well, I tell you what, you know, let's look at, you know, it's a gimme. I feel like you can bet on it. You're going to make it to the Olympics. Let's just say 10 years from now, where does Anna Buffini want to be?
10 years from now, I would definitely like to have been to at least one Olympics, or at, you know, 2028. So maybe 11 years from now, we'll go there.
But you want to be training? Is this going to be a career for you?
Yeah, I actually have already started going that path. So I do train people. I do clinics all over the country. Hopefully we'll have, you know, a little bit of a flipping business with buying horses and selling them. But my main years is just to ride and compete. That's number one on my list, to just keep bringing in horses and trying to be the best we can possibly be.
Well, would you promise us, Anna, that we'll get you back on Better Horses? And we'd like to do a segment on our TV show even.
Promise, I'll be there for you at any time.
Well, we're so excited. My son is just really disappointed because he's not here today being on the interview, because he's the one that when I told him who was going to be on there, he just was amazing. I want to thank your dad and thank your we want to thank you for all you do as far as encouraging folks, both young and old, and try to be the best they possibly can. And hope to get you back here in the Midwest. We'd love to have you not only give a clinic, but even maybe do a little bit of speaking for us. You know, that would be good.
And that's Anna Buffini, the winner of the Grand Prix Freestyle. And what a joy to talk to.
I'll tell you, really great there. Anna, thank you so much for being a part of Better Horses Radio. And we'll hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye.
That is a talent, and that is something not easily accomplished. And to her point and to your point, I mean, it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of patience.
That is a driven young lady. I'm going to take this segment and share it with some people. It's a great segment. And, you know, the bottom line is all these great athletes, they have to be driven. They have to be disciplined. No matter what you're doing, whether it's in an athletic deal with horses or that, you've got to be driven. You've got to have a tremendous desire to win. When she said, morning to night, that's all she thinks about.
And the fact that we are taking these horses at 10 to 13 to 15, and they're now professionally competing at that age, that's when the best, and that's their prime right there at that age.
Yeah. Well, folks, I know our show is a little bit of a, we had it a little bit disbalanced as far as on our segments, but they were unbelievable segments.
Great. Local and national national coverage right here on KCMO at 103.7. This is great. Horse Talk for 1 hour with Ernie Rodina.
And I tell you what, don't forget, mark your calendars, April 13th, 14th, and 15th, to be out there at EC Equine Center in Lewisburg. We're going to have Al Dunning. I just got committed with Brent Wright. He's going to be there, going to talk to Brad Lunn and Jade Keller. 13th, 14th, and 15th, a three-day clinic covering ranch riding, cutting, reigning principles and everything. It's going to happen.
And that's in April, and that's a big deal that we have coming in, and there are going to be limited amount of seats that are going to be available, so be sure if you want to bring your horse out and to actually sit down and ride with Al Dunning, and that'll be coming
12
up.
Riders a day, working with four clinicians. You can't beat that, Ed.
That's going to be something.
And if you get some time this afternoon, come out to Baldwin to the Peach and Ted Model Farm in Baldwin, where I'm going to be in a clinic with the great Richard Schrake, you know, which is kind of fun seeing all these events coming out and everything from that standpoint.
That's going to be resistance-free riding clinic that you're going to be joining with a four-year-old horse that you're going in with.
That's right, an old ex-rainer. So we're really excited about that. Hey, I want to tell you too, folks, don't forget, our TV show is on this Sunday at 8 a.m. on KCWE Channel 29. You know, we're also in Wichita on KSN. That's on Saturday. But the Sunday show, folks, and we got this week, we've got Ashley Purden and Josh Rushing at the UHCA doing a demonstration out at Lewisburg. You'll love that. Dr. Kirby Weaver from Behringer Ingelheim is going to be doing something out at your barn, Ed.
That's over at Silver Tooth Stables located on Nolan Road. Also, we have coming up, if you have nothing to do this afternoon, and I know you're going to the clinic, but also the Veterans Day Parade in Lee Summit
right.
is beginning at noon today, and they're going to see a lot of marching bands and a lot of color guards, ROTC, motorcycles, bands coming out. And they're also going to have, Ernie, are you ready for this?
Yep.
A free lunch beginning at 1, also 1 to 4 for a ham and bean lunch special.
Oh, you can be. That's really good. But, folks, it's so much. We're getting ready. Holidays are just right around the corner. A couple other segments I might mention on that TV show this Sunday is Jeff Dawson at the 2-Bar D. He's going to do a little beautiful. Dawn Dawson, his wife, is our co-host on our national show. And then the Healthy Grub segment, which I wouldn't know if I call it healthy. We're going to show you how to fix and prepare bullfries and fried catfish. It doesn't get any better than that. I tell you what, if you're looking for healthy on this show, I say turn the channel. But got a lot of neat things going, folks. You got anything on your mind, email me at ernie@betterhorsesradio.com. Or you can get a hold of Ed through our show. We got to get your email set up, Ed.
And through our website, too. And also, I want to say for next week, for those who are looking to do one more dressage, because we just had Anna Bufini on board, and that got you into the dressage location, we have our friend Matt Mitchell over there at Rio Equestrian. He's going to have one more dressage clinic or show going on, not a clinic. He's hosting the last dressage test and cross-training events. And so be sure to get your entries in by November 13th, and we're going to have that on Saturday.
Check our website out, folks, betterhorses.com. This is that time I hate it every week. I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. Be brave, but don't take any chances out there. And we're talking about our friends all over the area to listen to us. And let's not forget Pat and Gordon Christensen, Kathy Jones. Until next week, this is Ernie the Horse Guy.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails. And make sure you always ride for the brand.